Torch, you told me before game two that you felt like Alexander Wennberg was coming along in game one. You gave him more responsibility in that five overtime game, and then he scores a huge goal in game two. First of all, how frustrating is it in some way, because you know that he has that ability, you know that he can do that, and you just haven't seen it enough, although I know you're happy to see it at a big spot like game two.
Yeah, he's played pretty well here the past few games, and not, I know everybody's focused on that goal, but he was put in some spots last night that were very important spots for us. And you know, the way I always look at it with a player, when you see it as a coach, any player, not just Winnie, when you see it, you want it again, and then maybe again and again. I think that's the way you got to go about your business. So when you know it's there, you keep asking for it, and we're going to keep asking.
And he's a confidence guy. I'm sure he feels really good about it today. And the thing that I think most people don't realize, and you have to be in the room, you have to be around the players, is that they really root for that guy because they know what he can do. And I think they get more excited when he actually does it, don't you?
Oh, sure. It you know, let's face it, Winnie, the past, you know, couple of years has gone up and down in the lineup, out of the lineup, and all sorts of situations where he's been a very inconsistent player. Players see it. Players feel for their teammates when they're not playing, when they're kicked out of the lineup, whatever it may be. So yeah, I think when, especially in that situation last night at a very important time that he comes through, they're pulling for him. So, and I think that's very healthy for a team. If athletes weren't pulling for a teammate that's been kind of under the gun and pushed around a little bit, then there's something the matter with the teammates. So it's all good.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean with that. Hey, how about another guy that you've been hot and cold on just by, you know, his play, and he's had trouble staying in the lineup, and that's Ryan Murray. I think what we saw with his goal is it's easy to forget how good Ryan Murray is when he is healthy. Not just moving the puck out of his own zone, but he does have that offensive upside. Ever since the arrival of Seth Jones and Zach Werenski, that's kind of fallen off. We don't think about Ryan Murray doing those same things, but he has the ability to do those same things, doesn't he?
Oh, sure he does. Ryan Murray's a really good player. And when he's in our lineup, it makes that back end, it solidifies things. He sees the ice so well. His first pass is really good. It's nice to see him score a goal. He's had some chances as we've gone along the way here. Nice to see him score a big goal there. He's a very important part to the team when he's in the lineup because it sets our D up the way we want it.
Speaking of your D, how about his partner, Dean Kukin, who started in the Toronto series. You took him out. You put him back in. He seems like he's just that quiet guy, and that's what we saw out of him during the regular season. Are you seeing the same things, the good patience and the good decision-making by him?
Yeah. He lugs the puck. He's got really good legs. He can skate. He skated some pucks out of pressure last night. Has some sneaky offensive skill as far as moving a puck. So that sixth spot, you know, as you see, it's kind of up for grabs as we go through here. Kooks has grabbed it more than others, and hopefully it'll continue.
Liam Foudy continues to impress, and now you get a bigger sample size of him. Now that you're watching him day in and day out under these high-pressure situations, how much more impressed have you become with his overall game? Not just the speed part of the game that we all knew about, but his hockey IQ, his sense, the way he reads plays, the way he anticipates.
Yeah, he's a smart player. It's something that goes under the radar when you're looking at a player. Can they think the game? He can think the game. His speed's there. You always see that. He's not afraid to make a play. Thought he struggled at times last night. He's played a lot of hockey on a stage like this, and I thought was in and out last night. But the most impressive part to me is that he's not afraid of the stage, and I think he's a very smart player offensively and defensively.
You know, it really seems like it would go against the grain that when you come out and you have a bit of a slow start as a team and you're trying to get your legs underneath you, and then you take a penalty, and it's your best player and one of your best penalty killers that takes the penalty, and they wind up in the box. It's hard to fathom that might have been the best thing that could have happened for a team. Explain to me what happens in that kind of situation for a team when they're forced into that penalty kill and how they respond from that, and all of a sudden they snap right back into place.
Yeah, it was you don't want to script it that way, but it was a very important penalty kill because we were a little sluggish. They score the first goal. They go up 2-0. You just don't know where it all goes as far as momentum. And it was a really good penalty kill, and we score right after it to get at least tie the game up. So very important time of the game. I think we got our feet underneath us. And again, I thought both teams took shots at one another throughout the game as far as surges. We just find a way to win.
And like you said, you don't coach it. You don't say, hey, guys, you got to take a penalty here. We got to get this together.
No, you just – I was really worried because it wasn't like we were just kind of stuck. So a really important part of the game. It's funny how early on how important that was in a 60-minute hockey game, how it transpired.
Pierre-Luc Dubois comes up with 2 assists in that game, and, you know, we've seen his goal-scoring ability in this postseason so far. The 2 passes that he makes, one to Ryan Murray and one to Oliver Bjorkstrand, when you're looking for a number one centerman, you're looking for those plays, aren't you?
Yeah, he's played well. He's played well. He can be a great player in this league. And for him to be a great player, the consistency needs to come into play. Those are the things we're working with him. He's been a very big part of us staying involved here, out here in the bubble. There's more there, though. We're going to push him. And as all players on our team, Bobby, as we continue to play these games, everybody's going to have to play better, both offensively and defensively.
We saw some of the frustration in Tampa, especially as that game went on, and especially when it got to 3-1 and they had to try to turn it up. You guys do so much work with your sticks, and it's deliberate. I mean, Bradshaw does a lot of work with that, with your players. How important is that at this time of the year, that you're so comfortable making those plays that they're just second nature to every player on your team?
Yeah, well, all teams that are in this tournament, if they don't have good sticks, they're not in the tournament. It's a very important part of the game now. You know, we were talking about it the other day. 10 years ago, you never even talked about sticks. You know, you're talking about big hits or something like that. Now you hear on the bench players encouraging one to have good sticks, and you hear that so much during the game. It's a big part of the game. It's a big part of trying to get the puck back, defending, all that comes into play. I think all teams in this in the playoffs right now do have that, and it's a big reason why they're here.
I heard a comment on NHL Network earlier today where they said the Columbus Blue Jackets continue to show us who they are. And the first thing that popped into my mind is what a compliment that must be to your team and to you and your coaching staff, because that's all you've been beating the drum about for the last 5 years, is about figuring out who you are and playing to your identity. And everybody's starting to see it now.
Yeah. I don't really worry about what people say, good or bad, right now outside there. We have, I think, a really good mindset in our locker room. We've had a major tidal wave in good stuff, a major tidal wave in bad stuff as we've gone through here the past few weeks. It's been a good training ground, but we just go out and try to play our game.
I have one more thing for you, and this is off the subject of your team because it's your coaching fraternity. Claude Julien had to leave the bubble. He got sent to the hospital, the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. I know you guys know each other very well. All of you coaches are very tight. How much do you feel for him and his situation?
Yeah, I've reached out to him. I sent him a couple of notes from the staff and the organization. He hasn't had a chance to get back or anything like that. We've talked to some people in the Montreal organization, their general manager, and he seems to be okay. I think he's gone back home or is heading back home to rest. Yeah, you know, we get caught up in this mess here as far as all the pressure that goes with winning and losing and this and that. Most important thing is health. It's funny, I just saw him at lunch the other day. He's dropped weight. He looks fantastic. And that night, after I saw him at lunch, that's when it happened. So, of course, we wish him the very best in his family.
Torch, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good luck in Game 3.
Thanks, Bobby.